All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Do you often feel like everything needs to be done right away? You might have hurry sickness, girl. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. It's all girl vibes.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back. And hello for the first time in a while. If you're watching on YouTube.
I was going to say, we've been here.
If you're watching, we've been here, but we know y'all haven't. So, shit. Hey, again.
I'm still here.
Yes. Hello. This is our first episode being widespread again.
It is. Wow.
Being found on all platforms. So, this feels good. And cute.
It does. And apparently, a lot of you did not come over. We have learned that a lot of you stood your ground.
Right.
And didn't come over. And I have some words. And I'm going to save them.
You're going to save them?
I'm going to save them. I'm glad that we're here now, though. And we can just make peace with the past. We can make peace with the past and move forward in the future.
I'm not happy with y'all, though. It was a lonely year. It was a lonely year without y'all.
How dare you say you a homegirl and not come over?
How dare y'all say that we left y'all stranded? All in the comments, they talking about don't do that again. No, you don't do it again. We actually did what we said we were going to do.
We did.
They were like, you left us stranded. There's no way.
We didn't leave you stranded. We were still providing quality content. I think some of the best content we've ever provided.
The best.
But I mean, whatever. We're here now. We're glad to be back. We're happy you're here. If you haven't been listening for a year, please go back and catch up.
Yeah, there's
a lot. Download on all of those episodes.
There's a lot that you've missed.
And make up for the lost time.
Yeah, there's a lot that was missed. And it's so good. The content, like you said, is some of the best content that we've produced. And it's just a new level. New level. It's really, really good. So you want to catch up because we're up here and we don't need y'all to be down here.
Yeah.
We need y'all to be on the same page as us.
Rise with,
okay, because we've been growing the past year. We've been growing. So how are you?
I'm well. You know, I'm well. I'm feeling the wind down period of the year up on us. Slow down. This is when we slow down. Yeah. Somebody said that November is standing for no.
Oh. No, November.
November.
No, November.
The N-O in November is for no.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's a no for me, but... I do look forward to a little slowdown every now and again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, everybody stop sending emails unless it's for opportunities.
Yeah, keep those ones coming. Keep those. We're actually saying yes.
Yes,
to those.
If it's for opportunities, yes. Keep sending those. But you know the emails where it's like, we got to do this, we got to do that.
Yeah.
And everyone's chilling. I like the collective slowdowns. I don't like when I'm the only one slow down. But when it's collective, I like that. We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, I've been chilling. Honestly, I have. I've been chilling. I had a great October. When I reflected on my past month, I said I really had a time this month.
Yeah.
Time was motherfucking had.
October was good.
October was lit. More Octobers, please.
Yeah.
More Octobers.
October is always special, and this was a really great one. I feel really good. I feel really good going into November, and I'm hoping that November tops October.
Oh, if it tops it.
I really hope. I'm believing. I feel like it's already on its way. I'm like, yes, come on, show up and show out. Show up and show out. Blow my mind.
Oh.
I want everyone
to... Gwen Stefani?
It was. I want my mind to keep being blown.
Same.
Because I feel like October was low-key like, you know, I had a mind-blown situation in a minute. it hadn't came up on me, so I was like,
listen,
oh. You know,
mine was stagnant.
Yeah, yours was not stagnant.
Mine.
Oh, mine. I'm like, you were right there with me.
Yeah, no, mine wasn't stagnant.
Yeah, if you... listen to our October check-in on Patreon, then you already have all the details about how great October was for us, how we had an expansive experience partnering with Nike Yard Runners for their Yard Runners campaign. And we were just able to do something that we hadn't done in a while and hadn't done at all, actually.
Yeah.
And it was such an expansive experience. And I'm inviting and I'm saying yes, and I'm ready for more experiences that are like, oh, you didn't know that was coming, but here you go.
Same. And you know what I did the other day? So I was in my journal and I was going through the pages, seeing things that I have written down that I want to manifest for this year. And I was pleasantly surprised that a lot of things have come to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, girl, I got to writing more shit. I'm like, let me get to writing more things in this journal.
Yeah, write it down. Make it plain. Write it down and make it plain. I feel like when we write things down like that, like, it really helps us propel. Like, it puts the energy behind us where it's like, this is going to happen. Because, you know, I wrote a letter to myself six months ago, and I'm like,
I can't find my letter. It wasn't in that journal.
It was in your journal. You told me, because I said, I'm putting mine in my phone. I'm a digital girl.
Okay.
And you said you were writing it. But anyway, like about 6 months ago, not 6 months yet, 4 months ago, back in July, we were like, we're going to write a letter to ourselves, and in 6 months we'll revisit it and see everything that's happened. And y'all, so far things have been happening. Things have been happening, and I feel like more things are going to be happening.
Things are happening.
So I'm really excited, and I'm like,
they
yes,
have to happen
yes,
for
yes,
me.
Lord. Same.
Things
shit.
Have got
to. I'm like, Lord, it's on your shoulders. You got to keep your promise.
No.
You got to keep your promises.
Yeah.
You said what you was going to do, and now I need you to do it. Deliver.
Things are happening.
Stand on business, Lord.
They have to happen. September was rough for me. September was rough.
Do you feel like that?
Bitch, I do. Yes, it was referring me. I was losing things left and right.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
It was not good.
But now, you know, you're ready. You're back on track. You're back on path. You're in stride. You're going to have a great new year. New Year's. I hate when we say that. New Year's celebration.
I'm going to have a great New Year's celebration.
Yeah, New Year's celebration. She's going to be abroad in the motherland. She's going to be having a great time. Why do I want
to
say?
I'm going to the motherland.
You tell them.
I'm going to the motherland to bring in the new year. And I'm so excited. I am so excited. That was one of the things that I have wrote in my journal. And I'm just happy that I made it happen. Because every year for me, coming up with New Year's Eve plans is a motherfucking struggle. Yeah. It's a problem area. Living in LA is not it for New Year's Eve.
Every year you're saying, I'm going to do something.
If you ask me, living in LA is not it.
For New Year's Eve. Yeah.
So I'm happy that I won't be here for that.
Period. She's putting it together. I'll be at work.
Damn.
Yeah. I am going to be at work. They already told us. Because I have Christmas. I said, I don't even want Christmas off. I didn't even ask for Christmas off.
Well, you can spend Christmas with me because I'll be gone for a week after.
Now she's not getting any plans. We will be doing a Christmas thing. Yeah, it'll be cute. We can make a thing out of it. Do ice skating, hot chocolate, get in the spirit and bundle up and be outside. So, our Christmas lights. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
Anywho.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy to be back.
Yeah.
It feels good.
It does. Mm-hmm. It's a spinning of the block that feels good. Like when you spin the blocks on a man and it was like, okay, maybe the timing just wasn't right.
Yeah.
You weren't a bad person.
Yeah, it was timing. It was
maturity. I just wanted to try something differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that you're still available.
Yeah, we're all available at the same time. And we can still work it out.
We're both available and this is a good time to dust ourselves off and try again.
Yeah.
It's like that.
It is.
We say you can spin the block if it makes sense.
And it makes sense.
Like Nelly and Ashanti.
He's so happy. He's so happy. He don't know what to do. Somebody said Nelly ain't closed his mouth.
Ashanti ain't closed her either. They both cheesing like Chester Cats.
They said that man ain't closed his mouth yet.
Girl.
She bought him a lowrider.
I know. He was in tears.
Brought to tears.
He was emotional. He was big emotional. Cue the Carl Thomas. Carl Thomas should have been playing in that car. He just had no words. He like, this is the best thing. This is the best day of my life since my kids.
She putting that thing on him and she digging in them pockets. You know, she's showing him that I can love you in all ways.
And I feel like Ashanti has a quality thing.
Okay, quality box. I feel like,
you know, she keeps herself together.
Yeah.
She ain't never fell off.
No, it's giving quality. He's happy. Obviously, she's keeping him happy. So, yeah.
Okay.
Anywho.
Anyway, we're here with y'all. We are here today to chat. We are easing into November with ease. Mm-hmm. We don't have a series this month. Mm-hmm. However, a lack of a series does not mean lack of quality. And if you've been here, you already know that. And if you're new here, you're going to learn that.
Okay, we'll put it on them.
There's no series, but that doesn't mean that there's no quality.
Yeah.
So today we're talking about hurry sickness.
Yeah, we're going to be in a goodie bag this month, y'all.
A goodie bag of sorts. So hurry sickness. You want to tell us what that is?
Of course. Let me draw in my notes, you all on YouTube.
This was a topic that resonated really, really well with this one.
And I'm sure some of y'all out there too. So hurry sickness is a behavior pattern characterized by continual rushing and anxiousness and overwhelm of continual sense of urgency. So, you guys, it's constantly feeling like you need to go. You got to plan. You got to prepare. You have to
accomplish all the things on your to-do list.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be a lot. And it can cause frustration if you experience delays. Because I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to accomplish things on your to-do list. I'm a to-do list girly myself. I love to write things down and cross them off of the list.
Same. Nor is there anything wrong with being a prepared girly.
Right.
You know, planning and preparation. That's great.
But when we're talking specifically about hurry sickness, there's something else added to it, right? It's not only do you have the list and not do you want to accomplish things, but if there's any delays, if there's a change of plans, if something doesn't go according to the way that you think it should go, it causes anxiety, it causes you to be up in arms, and it can cause some other issues. Mm-hmm. Speaking of other issues, this term was coined by cardiologists.
Yeah.
Now
we're getting in a medical bag.
Yes. So the cardiologists, two cardiologists, their names are Meyer Friedman and Ray Rosenman. They coined this term. Now, this is not a medical condition, but it can have some effects on your health.
Yeah, it's more of a wellness phenomenon. And the way that you can think about this impacting your health is like, usually when we are in our flight or fight mode, that sort of activates our stress system, right?
It does.
Our need for safety. When we're running around, it's like, okay, I sense danger, I need to get to safety. Our cortisol levels increase, our blood pressure, our respiration, our blood breathing becomes labored. That is releasing chemicals in us that are really supposed to be short-term, short-lived. You know what I mean? That system is not supposed to be activated for a long time.
All the time.
So when we're constantly experiencing this sense of angst and hurry sickness, we're activating these systems that really are supposed to be quick, get to the point, and then we're done.
When there's really some danger.
Right. But currently, when we're having this type of mentality, our danger doesn't have a start, middle, and an end.
It's ongoing, continuous.
It's nonstop. So then guess what? Now you're dealing with inflammation in your body. You're dealing with headaches. Your anxiety is through the roof. Your blood pressure is elevated. Like, you don't feel good. So although it's not a medical term, like you said, it does impact our health and our well-being in a real motherfucking way.
That's why we want to get ahead of it. And that's why we bring topics like this to the show. To increase our awareness, because if we don't have these type of conversations, or if we stay in the dark, we can feel like, oh, this is just a way of being.
Yeah,
this
for
is
sure.
just the way that I am. And sometimes we can put a little bow on it and make it look cute, make it look sexy.
The personality type.
Right. And be like, you know, I'm a girl who's prepared. I like to have my things. I need things to be in order. I'm always timely.
Yeah.
But there's something there.
Yeah.
And
it has roots.
It does have roots. And this is commonly associated with people who have type A personalities. People who have type A personalities are known to be very impatient.
I have a slight little
particular
touch of type A personality.
You do.
A little sprinkle.
I've identified.
It's like A, B. It bounces between. No, it's probably more A. I'm just not super rigid. I don't think I'm B at all. I've released that.
I've released it
because I used to be like, I'm such a go with the flow kind
of girl. You did. That used to stay on the tip of your tongue.
I thought I was easygoing, but the more I learned myself and the more I let like people who I trust,
self-awareness,
tell me like, you really are kind of like this, then I realized like, yo bro, I'm just type A and that's just it. I'm cool as fuck, don't get me wrong.
No, it's not. And that's the thing, we're not saying that you're not.
Yeah,
but one
what what the fuck? What? I feel like there's a negative connotation when it comes to type A people.
I know.
That's probably why I always kind of was like, I don't want to be a type A girl.
The opposite of it.
Yeah, I want to be like cute, fun, fresh.
But girl, if a wrench gets thrown in the plans, you be stuck like Chuck. You be like.
I do. I am.
Why is that wrench in the plan?
Take it out.
I'm having a hard time adapting.
I am.
So what's been presented, I'm like, girl, come on now. Let's really exercise that go with the flow muscle.
I'm glad that you are, that you have, I'm a very emotional person and I'm very like black, white, you know that. So if you said it was this way, then it's that way. And if it's not that way, don't bring that other way into it.
Yeah.
And Brittany does have a great sense of like being able to pivot and being like, but I can see the other side of this. And I need that because I'll be just like you said, nigga, I'll be like mannequin challenge. Like,
yeah, it'll give big 10 man energy. I'm like, come on, let's WD-40.
Girl, I'll be stuck.
Let's get it back in motion.
I can't move. But yeah, the type A girls, this probably has us in our chokehold.
Yeah. Another thing when it comes to this hurry sickness is that you can have repetitive thoughts about being behind, about not being where you think you need to be.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm rushing. There might be something that you don't even have a time to get there. And it's like, oh my God, I got to hurry up and get to where I need to be. And it's like, okay, slow down.
Yeah. Or it might look like you constantly checking your devices, seeing, you know, like, oh, what's going on with other people, constantly tapped in with them. Thinking that you are behind, even in that regard, like life, you know, looking to see, let me see what their accomplishments are.
That's been a problem area for me.
So you have a touch of this as well.
Yeah, I feel like I've dipped my toe in the pool.
In the hurry sickness pool?
Yes, when it comes to comparing, when it comes to the repetitive thoughts about feeling like I'm not where I'm supposed to be, yes.
Yeah.
And you know what came as a timely message? You know who's back on the microphone?
My leak. Did she upload anything yet?
Mm-hmm, yesterday.
Okay, I'll have to tap in.
She uploaded a podcast, a short little tidbit about feeling like you're not where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Which has been a recurring theme for me in my life at times. And it was a really good word. But back to this, the hurry sickness. That can magnify the feelings when you're comparing yourself, when you're on these digital devices that are giving you these quick news cycles, information overload, over fucking whelming.
Yeah, I
can see how that can contribute to it, because you're looking at what everybody else is doing and it's like, what is going on with you right now?
And then you feel behind the mark, and all that does is activate that survival system as well. It's like, I'm struggling, striving, trying to get to the next point, and you can't even enjoy where you are. You can't even have peace and ease and run your race because you're looking to the left and the motherfucking right. You got to look forward, okay? You got to have your blinders on.
And then we're wondering why we're not thriving.
Yeah.
Because of constant stress and urgency. It's like, I do want to thrive.
I know.
I do want to not feel like I'm a survivor all the fucking time.
What?
Fuck, that's how I be feeling. Each time I feel like Whitney accepting that award on stage.
Yeah. Well, we got to free ourselves. And to your point about comparison, because I feel like I struggle with that too. And I don't think that there's anybody in the world that does not feel that way, that does not compare themselves. That is just a human experience.
I know, but I feel like some people
have a better handle on it.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's happening, no matter what, better handle or not, nigga, whether you got a tight grip or a loose grip, you still got a grip. I mean, damn.
It's human nature.
It's so human. And I think that we should allow ourselves grace to be like, I know that I'm feeling this feeling, and check ourselves, definitely the self-awareness. But like, you comparing yourself, somebody else comparing themselves to you, somebody right outside looking at us now.
Scrolling, looking at me.
Saying, damn.
Don't look at me.
But right? They going to look at you. Know, they're going to be like, damn, look at them doing that thing that they love. And I wish I was in that position. It's just, honestly, is what we do is such
it's a cycle.
It's a cycle. So all we can do is be easy on ourselves, really. Be easy on ourselves.
And this is a part of being easier on myself.
Yeah.
The awareness.
Yeah, the
of
awareness.
What I'm doing. The awareness of what's really going on so that I can get a tighter grip on it. You know what I'm saying? This makes me feel equipped to have a tighter grip on what's going on. Because I don't want to be wrapped up in a whirlwind.
No, hell motherfucking no. So, what are some effects of hurry sickness? How do we know that this is impacting us?
Feeling burnt out. If you're constantly going in a rush, trying to accomplish all these things on the to-do list at a quick, fast, in a hurry pace, you will be faced with burnout.
Yeah, and that's a common feeling.
It's inevitable.
Constant worry is another side effect. Always thinking, pacing, wondering what's coming next, if you got enough, if you did enough, should you, I need to, I'd put that on the list, take that off the list, nigga.
Yeah.
The mind already doesn't stop, but you got it in overdrive.
Yeah. You can be very irritable as well.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to just be walking around constantly irritated.
Yeah, being a bitch.
But hurry sickness can cause you to hyper-focus on your productivity and nothing else. And then when you're faced with things that interferes with that productivity, you're irritated.
Yeah.
At everything.
Yeah, or the speed at which somebody else is impacting your productivity. Sometimes I find myself like, come on, please hurry up. Please. Talking to other people, I'm like,
Yeah.
fatigue. We know that jumping from one task to the next, doing a bunch of things, adding a bunch of shit to your to-do list, constantly trying to be prepared or planned can make us tired.
Right.
So feeling fatigue, you might be dealing with a little hurry sickness.
Like you're sleeping, but you're not resting.
Resting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we've mentioned that your health can be affected. So you can be faced with some failing health conditions. This can lead to hypertension, maybe some heart issues. Not saying it's definite, but I mean, right, we all know diagnosing. That we all know that this can cause stress, and stress can cause some more serious detrimental health effects. But on a lighter note, it can also lead to a compromised immune system, a weakened immune system.
Yeah, shit, this is true.
Sit down.
Take your zinc and your vitamin C.
And your oregano, your oil of oregano.
Your oil of oregano, whatever we was taking during the pandemic. And we had our tools. We were like, we're fighting.
We were really working against
some
things.
And another side effect or effect of hurry sickness is relationship strain. We know that always being on the go and thinking about what's next can sometimes pull us away from the present moment, and that's enjoying our loved ones or our partners and just being present with them and being able to experience life right then and there, not thinking about what you got to do next, how we going to get, striving to do, just chill.
Yeah.
You know, people be like, damn, you're here, but you're not here.
Yeah.
You know, you're here, but you're working. You're here.
But I can tell. Yeah. You're not really engaged. You're not really engaged. It's like you're here, but you're already talking to me. Or I can tell that you're focusing on what you got to do after this or like, damn.
I used to be like that too. I don't want to say I used to be like that, because I feel like this can kind of come in waves. You know, you might have moments where you really are not tapped in or aware and it becomes more present. But like, even when we would come in here, I would be like, okay, come on, let's record, because I got to get home and I got to do this. And I'm thinking about all the other things on my to-do list or the things that I have to get done for the night. I got to walk Gatsby in and I got to cook and I got to. And it's just like, bruh, I got to be here right now, present, to do this. And the other things I'm going to get to.
Cause yeah.
You know, remember, you were like, when you come in here, it's just like you want to just do it.
Girl, I had to gather.
I'm like,
I had to gather. But I'm glad you're admitting that, and you've been admitting in small little pockets throughout the episode how you've been affected by hurry sickness. On a scale of 1 to 10, how extreme do you think it is, like, now in your present day-to-day life? Like, were you made aware of this before and you've made some adjustments, or is it something that you're, like, actively working through on a day-to-day?
I feel like for me, I actively work through this on a day-to-day. I have to constantly tell myself, just slow down, just stop. I'm going to get there. Even as early as yesterday, girl, I was getting out the car to head home, or getting from work to my car. And I was just like, damn, it's already 5. I had to stay at work late. I was trying to get my keys out of my bag because I just wanted to hurry up and get, like.
You do have a thing of wanting to hurry up and get home. Like the other day, you had to go to the store after work. And you hadn't been, we were on the phone, you hadn't been at the store for that long. Like, you were going through getting your things, and you were like, I gotta hurry up and get home. I'm like, girl, you just fucking, you just got to the store, and I know you
and
planned.
And I'm getting out of here
I
now.
I know you plan to go to the store after work.
I'm like, I gotta get home.
So, girl, just be at the store for right now.
And that's what I have to do. I have to let myself, as I was leaving work, I was like, bro, it's already 5 o'clock. You are, the time that you thought you were going to be home, you're already getting home 30 minutes later. So just chill. I just, at that point, I released it. I was like, I'm going to get home when I get home.
Yeah.
So it's I constantly have to ground myself in the present moment, that the next moment is going to be there when I get there.
Right.
And I could just chill. I got to just relax.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know if I don't know on a scale from 1 to 10.
It's a working girl.
I'm a work in progress. What about you?
I feel like I'm on the lower end of the spectrum for this. Because I, you know what it is? What I've learned?
What is it?
What I've learned about myself, which I think helps with this, is not to overstack my schedule. Mm. I've noticed that the overstacking of the schedule, like having things back to back to back, even if I feel like I have the time, causes me to feel anxious and overwhelmed and can lead to the hurry sickness.
Yeah.
I like to have time to work through things that I have to do, whether it's preparing for episode notes, reading a book, having a conversation. I know you've noticed, I'll be like, let's talk about it early. You know, like, I want to talk about it as early as possible so that I have time to, like, work through it and process it. And, yeah, cross it off my to-do list, but at a pace that doesn't feel like it's working against my nervous system.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed that last week, we usually record on Sundays. And we had to wake up early to work on the notes. Like, we work on them individually, but it was, like, at the crack of dawn because we were going to be recording later that day. And I was like, okay, I'm going to wake up at 6. And I do have time to go to church, But then right after church, I'm going to have to go record.
Yeah.
And then that's when it starts to feel like anxiety.
You can't enjoy the full day.
I can't. So I said, you know what? I'm going to work on these notes at a nice pace, feel like I'm not rushed or hurrying. And then I'm going to listen to church online, mm-hmm. ease through that portion, get dressed, and go record.
Yeah.
Things like that helps me when it yeah. comes to shit like this. Mm-hmm. Like when it's the back to back, I know sometimes it's inevitable. Like, okay, we got, you know, some things to do.
Yeah.
But if I can prevent it, that helps me.
Yeah. I agree. I took the same approach because I'm like, I can't. What I've learned is trying to prioritize. I don't know that that's definitely an element of it is like, how can I create a buffer in my day so that I'm not overwhelmed and like my nervous system isn't frazzled. But like what I've tried to do is prioritize because, you know, everything feels important to me.
Yeah.
Everything. I'm like, I want to go to church. I got to do these notes. I got to record. I got to go to the grocery store. It's like,
everything I got to go to like, meditation.
Yeah, I need to do it. I'm like, I can't not do it. That's yeah. how I feel. But what I've been implementing is like, what really is the priority today? And what isn't? Almost like implementing essentialism. We had a great episode on essentialism recorded last year. And drawing on those principles is like, what's important right now? What do I have to say no to so that I can say yes to something else? Yes might be my peace of mind, my nervous system feeling regulated, you know, moving through the day with more flow. So that means it's going to have to be a no to church, or I yeah. can't do meditation. Like I haven't gone to breath work in like 3 weeks and it's killing me. But I'm like, I just can't. That time slot doesn't really work for the rest of my day anymore.
Right.
So in order, if I really want to enjoy it and get the effects of it, I can't jam pack my day so just so I can say I did it.
Right.
You know, it's like I have to make it work for me. So I'm trying to, you know, implement more strategies that allow my schedule and my day, my life to work with me and, instead of working against me. So, yeah, I told y'all a lot of growth was
evolving
happening.
Evolving girls.
We told y'all.
We're evolving girls. And yes. I like where we're going with this conversation. Mm-hmm. But let's take a little break.
Yes.
And then we'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth. The brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now.
Okay, y'all. So we're back and we have discussed what hurry sickness is. Mm-hmm. We done told y'all some of the effects of hurry sickness. Now we're going to go through a few ways that can help you identify if maybe you may be dealing with hurry sickness. And again, we are not medical professionals.
Never said that.
We are your homegirls.
That's it.
Okay? We're your homegirls. Mm-hmm. So, you may be dealing with hurry sickness if you feel like everything is a race.
Fast everything like a NASCAR. Is a race.
Remember that song?
Of course. That's why I said it. Fast like a NASCAR. Yeah, of course.
Now, there are some things that we understand require us to move quickly. Deadlines, maybe appointments, things of that nature. But if you feel like you're falling behind on every single thing and you have a hard time differentiating between what requires that type of energy and mm-hmm. what doesn't, then you may be dealing with hurry sickness.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyday tasks like driving, shopping at the grocery store,
yeah.
going through, you know, your little normal routine, eating, those don't have to be rushed.
Yeah.
Most of the things we already know we have to do, especially if we're driving the same motherfucking way to work every day. At the same time, you know it's traffic. You just got to get with it. When I was going to work, I had to go to work into the office 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, I already know it's going to be traffic, so I'll get there when I get there. Mm-hmm. You know what? Navigating through here, cursing at people, trying to navigate and zooming out of lanes yeah. to save 5 minutes is going to stress me the fuck out.
That's why I start leaving.
I'd be in the slow lane.
I'm like, let me just get my ass up and leave 5 minutes earlier, 5-10 minutes, because my mind, you know, I will be the prayer. I'll be trying to drive on top of other cars. Get out of my motherfucking way.
Don't talk to her on the car.
When it's like, really?
Don't talk to her when she's in the car. I'm like, girl, is everything okay?
You always say that, of course. I'm just getting these motherfuckers out of my way. I'm like, please, y'all don't know how to drive, child. But anyways, you might also be dealing with hurry sickness if you have a hard time doing just one task at a time.
Now I do be struggling with that.
You know, like focusing on one task sometimes seems unbearable. So we might try to stack our day, or like, let me try to do this and that. Y'all, it's not possible.
Yeah, let me put this on the stove while I'm also
folding
the clothes.
A multitask girl.
Yeah.
A few years back, I started monotasking and I'm trying to get back into that. Monotasking, doing one task at a time.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, when you're done with that thing, then you can move on to the next thing, because I can't talk.
Girl.
Multitasking, I feel like, is not only affecting our focus and our attention span, but like, it got to be doing something to our nervous system,
it
too.
It does. Like, I be feeling like it does. Like, it's really something. Like, I'll be in the middle of doing something and then just literally start doing something else.
We got to stop.
I'm like, what is this called?
Frazzled. Scrambled.
Fried, died, and laid to the fucking side.
That's
a dysregulated nervous
system. Yeah. The girls are really into their nervous systems, as you can tell. And we have a great series that's going to come at the top of the year that's going to be talking about all things health and, like, you know, it's going to be good. And we're just
why do we do this? This hand movement means so much.
This means I'm gripping it by the ass. I'm gripping it by the coochie. I got a tight grip on it, baby.
The edges.
It means it's good. Like, when we do that, it means, okay.
Yeah.
Grab hold.
Period.
But yes.
So you may also be dealing with hurry sickness if you are extremely irritated when you're faced with delays. Anything triggers you. Triggered. Traffic, even if you don't got nowhere to be.
Yeah.
Standing in lines. You know, we'll be like, go stand. Which line is shorter? I can't. Yeah. Is that line
we'll be
moving
bouncing back and forth.
Is that line moving quicker?
Yeah.
Because this upset lady,
they ain't working fast. They only have two right. people on the register.
She talking all slow, having full conversations
I
and
hate
everything.
That. I hate that.
I was feeling like that in line at Trader Joe's. Now, she was ringing me out, but she was having, you know, they already are chatty at Trader's.
That's like a requirement. It must be chatty.
But she was a home girl, so she was really chatting. It just had got a little inappropriate because she got too comfortable with me. It was me and Mackenzie. We walked up. She said, okay, y'all tea. I'm like,
wait, what?
I'm like, hey. And then, like, one of her coworkers had walked by. It was Halloween, so she was in costume, and she was, like, all excited and shit. She was like, she get on my damn nerves.
Absolutely not. Now it's really not okay.
Girl, she was like, I think it have to do with being in San Pedro. And I was like, oh. She was like, and it ain't no niggas here. I'm like, girl, what is happening? Girl, I'm like, she was going so slow. Of course, this is a time where I'm doing my shopping for the week. So I have hella stuff. I'm like, girl, ring it up and wrap it up.
Oh, my God.
Because you're doing so much. I was just like, girl.
Andres is a very personable person, but sometimes I'm like, babe, not now. Just please, like, he'll call. This morning I told him, please, can you call and see if we can go see that apartment? I knew he was gonna be like, yeah, so me and my girl, my woman, we have a dog, we're looking for a one bedroom.
One thing he gonna do is
tall. I'm like, he was scrolling on the end, we were looking up stuff online yesterday, and he was doing the scrolling, and I said, please just let me do it. I said, babe, please, can I do it? You move slow.
Listen,
you move slow. I'll be irritated sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so also, you feel perpetually behind schedule. You might be, you know, dealing with hurry sickness if you always feel like there's not enough time or hours in the day to accomplish the things that you need to accomplish. I am the queen of it got away from me.
Girl.
It got away from me.
It stay away from you.
Sometimes I grab it, sometimes I have it, and then sometimes I don't say it got away from me. I don't know. I'm working on it, though. I'm getting better. I have, like, a run-in to-do list in my phone, and I'm like, okay, let me tap that. And I notice if I don't have that, the way my,
it
like,
really get away.
Neurodivergency works, I won't do it. Mm-hmm. It'll be an out of sight, out of mind, baby.
Right. So, another indicator that you may be dealing with hurry sickness is if you interrupt or you talk over people. Mm. Now, with this, you might not intend to be rude, but people may be talking too slow. You know, in your mind, it's like, you're not getting to the point fast enough. Come on, let's get it moving. I have something else to do. And so you're like, you know, let's move it along.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm guilty of this.
Yeah, you are. You'll be like, get to the point.
I don't be saying get to the point.
You don't say get to the point energetically. You be saying get to the point.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, so what's being said?
Yeah. So what are you saying? What do you want to say? What do you want to do? Lastly, you might be feeling or experiencing hurry sickness if you are perpetually checking things off of your to-do list. That is like a little high, you
it
know,
is.
Being
it's
able
like
to be like,
reward.
Yeah, it's done. But checking things off our to-do list helps us just move from one task to the next. So we have to make sure that we are managing, like, is this giving me a quick dopamine hit? Am I doing this because I want to get to the next thing in a quick hurry, or is it like, okay, I did that and now it's done?
Yeah,
you know, so really just being mindful. Mindfulness is at the key of everything.
Keeping yourself
is in the
check.
center.
Keeping mm-hmm. yourself in check.
So y'all, you know, we would not be us, we would not be the BGB if we did not have tools for your toolkit. We're gonna take a really quick, when I say quick, it's gonna be quick,
yeah,
break,
hurry,
but come on back so we can get to the solutions.
Okay, y'all. So, before we get back into the show, there's a few things that we have to make sure are in order mm-hmm. around here. House rules.
Mm.
Like those real milk and honey rules. Did you see that? You're not a part of Kevin Lee TikTok. Keith Lee.
I'm like, are you?
Keith Lee TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, house rules for the BGB. First things first, if you are here, you need to be subscribed. Whatever your platform of choice is, you should be subscribed.
Period. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe.
Subscribe.
If you back on Apple Podcasts, make sure you're following the pod. If you are on Spotify, make sure you have followed the pod there and hit that bell so you never miss a BGB episode. We back on y'all asses with these ratings and reviews. Mm. We lighting the motherfucking fire again. Yes. Y'all know how we used to come. We coming back that way again. If you love what you hear, this is an energy exchange, y'all. We put the podcast out for free. It's a labor of love. We love doing it. But in return, we need your words. We need this to be your Yelp review format, okay? You say why you love the podcast. And the next step, because it's been a long time since we did this. It's been a long time. And I got to remind y'all how we really get down.
Okay.
Make sure that you tell a homegirl who's going to tell a homegirl.
That's the most important piece.
Who will tell a homegirl about this show.
We are sharing it with all. That we love.
Oh, okay. Near and wide. This show has grown very organically over the last almost 7 years, y'all, to keep it to Virgil. 7 years.
Wow.
And I ain't going to say what the number 7 means.
Please. I have heard it from you.
I'm not going to say it.
Time after time.
But we've been doing this for a good long time, and the show has grown so organically. We have a beautiful community here, and it's only because y'all are telling people. It's not anything that we're doing.
It's all
I mean,
because
it is something because
of
we're
you.
Doing. Yeah, but it's a collaboration. It's a collab. So we need y'all to do y'all part.
Do it. Also, we have our Homegirl Hangout. So our Homegirl Hangout is our exclusive membership community where we take it up a few notches. Mm-hmm. Over there, we have bonus episodes. We have our monthly check-in where we share pretty transparently what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
How we're feeling. Yeah. You guys might get the cliff notes here. We go into deeper detail over there.
Yes.
About what's going on, the happening. So yeah. Go over there. We have our book club. We're going to be having our virtual meeting, picking our new book as well. So if you like to read, we have a community there for that.
Mm-hmm.
We have our affirmations.
Journal prompts.
Journal prompts.
There's a lot of good things and years worth of content there. Something to that we love, that we actually have implemented, is that we've moved to a one-tier system. So the membership is just one price. You pay one price for everything. And that is just really beneficial in this economy. So
that's that. One final thing. We have our She Connects Unlocking Sisterhood Retreat. So if you want to get away with the homegirls, we have two spots left. Just two spots left. And we're not going to be putting any more up. Okay, we're going to have a great time connecting, enjoying Belize, the island of Belize, and just having a great overall time. Okay, so that information is down in the show notes. We will see you there, maybe. Okay, now let's get back to the show. Mm-hmm. We promised some tools for the toolkit, so let's get into it. Yes. Why don't we?
Let's get it.
So the first tip. We're going to pause. We're going to take a beat. We're going to pause and prioritize with a long-term lens. Mm-hmm. I think this is good because sometimes shit do not be feeling long-term, baby. It be feeling like...
right here, right now. Here and now.
Yeah. But...
I was still singing it in my head. I was just letting you go on.
So you might be finding that you're stressed with trying to find time to do all of the things that you feel like you need to do. Mm-hmm. And that's because you're struggling with prioritization.
Period.
You mentioned this.
Yeah, this is it.
You mentioned this. So when we are faced with a mix of tasks that has different urgencies, we have to write a list and make it plain. Mm-hmm. Get down to the nitty gritty. What's really important? What can really be prioritized? What needs to happen and what don't need to happen?
Yeah.
You know,
because we'll start mixing up things. We will personally be like, oh, this feels more time sensitive for me, even though it's not. But the more you make your list clear and you get like clear on your priorities and you realize this actually is not that important right now. This doesn't impact my right now.
Exactly. And this is why we have to take a pause. When we take a pause, we allow ourselves to see the bigger picture. We get to zoom out.
Yeah.
We get to zoom out and see the bigger picture and what's really going on mm-hmm. here. Give yourself that time. Yeah. Things happen. Magic happens when we do things like this. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, we've mentioned before on this show the Eisenhower Matrix.
Love that.
That was such a tool that I need to remember mm-hmm. to put into place because it's very useful. So, the Eisenhower Matrix, the urgency axis, it's a box, essentially, where you can categorize and prioritize your things based on how important they are. And it helps you weigh the long-term outcomes of your daily task and focus on what will be most beneficial at that time and not just productive. Because yeah. we can fill up our list in our schedules with things that make us feel like we're doing,
yeah.
but we're not really moving the goal. We're not really moving the needle.
Yeah, we're not making an impact.
We're not
making an impact. There's a lot of movement, no motion.
And I hate that.
Right.
I hate when we moving, but we really ain't got no motion.
Going nowhere. It's like you busy going nowhere fast. That's how those to-do lists will feel.
That's what Usher said. You're going nowhere fast.
Did he say that?
Moving nowhere fast.
We reach the
yeah. So tap back into the Eisenhower Matrix episode.
Mm-hmm. It's an oldie but a goodie.
It's a greatie.
Yes, next tool and tip is to put all your tasks together, then schedule them. The great thing about a to-do list or one of the downsides, I guess, of having your to-do list is if you're trying to do it on the fly. Mm. To-do list is only beneficial if you sat down and you're like, what actually needs to happen, not putting it all in your head and then trying to figure out what to do, because then you become more anxious when you're trying to, you know, it just becomes this big list of just
overwhelming shit. That's tea. Because sometimes I write down a lot of things on my to-do list and they stay right there.
Exactly. So
because they're not scheduled.
We have to schedule them. So a cheat code is to try bunching a lot of related tasks together and executing all of those in one whop. So an example is if you have a lot of admin stuff that you need to do, like let me schedule, pay my bills, make my appointments, all of that stuff, put all that on the to-do list and block that off. I'm doing this on a Saturday morning. I'm going to tidy this. Go clean the drawers, whatever it's going to look like. Or if you have time where you want to catch up with your friends, your family, check in on people. Schedule a block or two of time where you're going to send your text, call your mom, call your homegirls. Hey, everybody good? Once that's done, you could take that off.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then it feels like I'm actually making progress yeah. with my to-do list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and it allows your mind to rest knowing that these specific tasks have been taken care of, and then you can actually take a real break in between the next task. Like, all my admin is done, I can sit down, take a little beat, and then pick up, and now I'm gonna do my errands, right? Then I'll run on my Target, traders, whatever. Now all that outside shit is done.
In a woo-wop for sure.
Girl, one fell swoop.
I love when they're in the same plaza too.
Yeah.
Like over
there. You can hit multiple
Whole Foods
things.
And Traders in the same parking lot.
Yeah, I love that. I love that combination.
Combination.
Like, girl, right.
I love that. Okay, next tip. We're going to create time for pleasure. Mm-hmm. No productivity.
Love that. Pleasure.
The what's Janelle Monae's album called? The Art of Pleasure, The Wet of Pleasure,
something like that. Yeah,
something about pleasure. Yeah, so we're gonna make an intentional effort to enjoy life. Mm. Life is not just about being productive.
Yeah,
we need to create moments to have fucking fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we're gonna counteract that productivity, that hyperfixation on productivity, and create a buffer. We're going to create a buffer. Mm-hmm. So if there's something where you would be moving like a madman or a mad woman.
Or a mad they, them.
Yeah.
A mad person. Non-binary person.
A mad person. Maybe decides, you know what? Instead of making my little drink on the go and scrambling out of here, I'm going to carve out the time to really make me a latte. I know you really enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
That's one of her gifts, making drinks. And carve out time to sit down and actually enjoy that drink.
Yeah.
Maybe on your patio.
Speaking of my latte, I was rushing. I was making all my drinks, my morning drinks at once.
For the week?
No, girl. Oh. But in the morning, like, you know, I have my smoothie.
Oh, yeah, this girl.
I have my water, my hydro flask, and then I want my latte. And I was finding that I wasn't being able to really enjoy it the way I wanted because I was, like, drinking the smoothie on the way to work, then getting to work and feel like I got
to
drink my tea while it's still hot. And now I just took all the shit for the tea at work. I just left the frother, everything. I'm like, I got to make my shit after I didn't have my morning rounds,
yeah.
So I could really enjoy it.
Right.
And that's like, I want it to be pleasing to me, and having pleasure, drinking that is pleasurable. But when I'm doing it that way, I just feel like...
It's like obligatory.
Yeah. It's like, damn,
it becomes
this not
a thing
fun.
To do. It becomes a thing to do.
Yeah.
It's like, I got to drink all my drinks.
Exactly. Now
yeah. You got to drink all your drinks. But no, when we implement more mindfulness, mm-hmm. and we slow down, we send messages to our nervous system that we are not in flight or fight mode.
Yeah.
You know, you're okay.
Yeah.
You're safe. Why are we fighting over drinks?
That's why I had to release it.
Like, why are we over here stressed out over some drinks in the morning?
It's too much.
Maybe the tea latte or, you know, the ceremonial aspect of it is your weekend thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like, okay, Saturday, Sunday, I really get to sit down.
Yeah.
And do my thing with it.
Yeah, read, watch my online stream in church, whatever it looks like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it pleasurable. Even if it's a long shower, you know, enjoy the things that you need to enjoy and not just managing your life all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Next tip, y'all, we are going to accept that we cannot do it all.
Mm.
There's always going to be something to do, somebody to call, a place to be. There's always going to be a thing to have, you know.
Something to do.
That draws our attention. That makes us, yeah, have to be productive. Just accept that the list is never ending. Because once you finish everything today, guess what? There's a new list for tomorrow. And the sooner that we accept that we can't be superhuman, like being human is enough. And that, you know, I can't do all of the things, but doing my best becomes more rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you accept that, then it's like you allow your life to be more easeful and you allow yourself to get into a flow, a rhythm of sorts that you can really enjoy your pace and enjoy life. It's like, I can't do it all. And what I can do,
I'm going to do.
What I can do, I'm going to always do because I'm going to always do my best. But if I can't get it done, it's okay.
It's okay. It's no need to be in a boxing ring with yourself.
Boxing with my demons.
Like thin line between love and hate.
Exactly.
Hitting yourself with an orange and a stock.
Looking crazy.
The Lynn Whitfields of the world.
Yeah. Y'all, come on. It's enough that we're existing here. It's enough.
Listen, it's more than enough.
It's more than enough to wake up and do all the things that you've done. You don't got to make yourself a super... I was about to say something.
Superpower.
Superwoman. Superwoman. Lil Mo.
Oh.
Damn.
There's another one, though. I am...
It's,
Superwoman.
That's Alicia Keys?
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
I'm just saying, Superwoman. That's another one, too.
Keep it with Lil Mo. But yeah, you know, allow yourself to rest in the fact that you've done enough. You've done all you can do. And when you've done your best, it's good enough. Period. Drop a pin in it.
The last thing we're going to drop, the last tip we're going to drop with you is to get some support.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we need to call in some reinforcement, some help to help us with this.
Yeah.
A professional, a therapist. Maybe there's an underlying issue that's causing us to feel like we need to rush through life, you know? And having some professional help can help you unpack that, get to the root of it, and then come up with solutions. Because sometimes it's deeper. Sometimes we got to do some unpacking.
Yeah. Take your bags to the therapist.
Yeah.
And let them help you.
And they can teach us also some mindfulness techniques.
Yeah.
We've shared many.
But it's nothing like having somebody who's skilled, a skilled professional. So if you feel like maybe hurry sickness is, this is calling out to you and you're like, this has my name on it. And we've already went through everything and you feel like there's still more for you to dig deeper into, definitely speak with your preferred mental health professional.
Please.
Yeah. So we are going to transition to our final segment of the show, y'all. It's time to pick up the pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So this is the part of the show where we get to share the things that we're loving, we're obsessed with, things that checked us, wrecked us, inspired us, and, you know, put y'all on. This is also the opportunity that you use to use the Homegirl Hangout, the Homegirl Hotline, pardon me, which is a number down in the show notes where you can text us, call us if you need any advice or feedback on a situation, if you want to put us up on game, like, I know about this, and I think y'all need to share it with the homegirls. That number is there for you to do that, so... What is our gem this week?
So our gem this week is an app.
We love an app.
It is called the Todoist app. That is spelled T-O-D-O-I-S-T. And it helps you manage your to-do list. Mm. So one of our tips was to schedule your to-do list. Yeah. And this app helps you do just that. You can put things on your to-do list and then you can schedule them. It links to your calendar.
I love that.
Yeah, it links to your calendar and it can just help you really get things done on your to-do list in a productive way, but also a more mindful way.
Love that.
Because, baby, sometimes that writing it down is counterproductive for me.
Yeah.
So if you need to pair your to-doing with scheduling and with mindfulness, then I think this app will be good for you.
Love it. Check it out. We'll link it. We'll link it in the show notes so that you have access to it. And I think we're wrapping up here.
We're done here.
This was cute.
We'll be back next week.
Where you can listen wherever you listen to podcasts, whatever your preferred platform is. We love y'all so much. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll see you next week. Love you. Bye.